Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
This is Money Meets. I'm your host, Tsebo Fumbeshi. And we are meeting someone who is quite influential in our society, quite senior in our society, and we're privileged to have him in the studio. Now, this person serves as the president of the Zambia, of the Institute of Finance and Economics. He's also chairman of the board at Standard Chartered Bank. He's executive director of the Macroeconomic and Financial Management Institute. He has served as permanent secretary in at the Ministry of Finance in Zambia. He's also served as a permanent secretary in charge of National Commission for Development and Planning some time back. Yes, he has served also as governor at Bank of Zambia from 2002 to about 2011. There's so much that I can say about the man we are meeting, but just his name gives us the full CV. We are meeting Dr. Caleb Fundanga. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Okay. We are live on 93.7. This is Money FM, your only business radio. And to start with, Doctor, if you were to pick five words that describe you, what would be those words?
I would just say I'm a humble Zambian. I think that probably would be just about...
That's great. Actually, it's true. I've known you in other circles apart from the your career, and I would confirm that yes, you are a patriotic Zambian and a humble one. Thank you very much for coming through. Now, share with us your family background. Where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Mofurila in 1953.
Okay.
But immediately after that, my parents moved to Mulungush, which is not the famous Mulungush rail station.
Okay.
That's where we were born. Well, much of the family was raised.
Okay.
I started my school at Mulungush Primary School, or now called in Chembwe.
Okay.
And that's where my life starts from.
Okay. Mm. How many were you in the family?
There were 11 of us.
Okay. Mm. And you were the firstborn?
No, I was the third.
Third, okay. Mm.
But currently there are only three of us remaining, myself, my elder sister was in Kitwe, and my young sister who is in Canada.
Okay. Mm. Okay, great to know. How was your growing up during those days? How would you describe it?
I think it was quiet, because Mulungush is a rural, it's a rail station,
okay.
Kind of thing. So it is a quiet place, and didn't have a lot of happenings, so to say. Now, my parents were running a small shop there and doing peasant agriculture.
Okay, mm. Great. How would you describe the values that were inculcated in you during that time, and how were they sort of transferred to you? Is it the environment, or is it the parents that?
My parents were Seventh-day Adventists.
Okay.
So that formed a larger part of our brain going to, you know, the Adventists have got certain values.
Yes.
So that's how we grew up, going to church every Saturday.
Okay.
And, you know, reading the Bible and all sorts of things. So I think to a large extent, that had an impact on my character.
Okay.
Those formative years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great to know. You are on Money Meets, and today we meet Dr. Caleb Fundanga. And for you to get in touch with us, you can WhatsApp us on 0967-144-220. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We just search for Money FM Zambia. We are also streaming live on our website, moneyfmzambia.com. We take a short break. When we come back, we get to know how he managed to now get to being Bank of Zambia governor. We take a break.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream and download Zaire's programs from anywhere in the world.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
Welcome back. This is Money Meets, and Money Meets, Dr. Caleb Fundanga. Doc, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, maybe now you can tell us about your education background.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I started my primary school. Those days were sub A, sub B, standard one, whatever.
Okay.
In what is now Nchembwe Primary School.
Okay.
It's about 2 or so kilometers, or if not, maybe 4, from where we were at the rail station.
Rail station, okay.
Yeah, so that's where I did. I studied there up to grade four.
Okay.
Then I went to Imansa, which is also in the same Kavwe rural.
Okay.
And there I did my up to my grade 7.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when I finished, then I went to Mumba Secondary School.
Okay.
One of those first National Development Plan schools, and I did my Form 1 up to Form 5. And then I went to university, University of Zambia.
Okay.
Mm. And read economics.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to do economics?
I think initially I wanted to be a medical doctor.
Okay.
But somewhat when I got to UNSA, I know I chose economics, but some people were urging me at that time in the first year that I should switch to natural sciences, but I felt quite comfortable to do economics.
Okay.
Yeah, perhaps it had to do with the fact that I had a little bit of experience of economic issues.
Okay.
As I was mentioning that my father was running a small shop.
Yes.
And we used to discuss a lot about policies.
Okay.
And their impact. And he was quite, I must say, an untrained economist, but he used to have quite good views.
Okay.
Even when I reflect now after my life journey, that he understood what is required to have a good business environment.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that had had a very big impact on my choice of profession.
Yes.
So I did that, and when I finished, luckily I had done a bit well.
Okay.
So the university picked me up together with other colleagues to join the staff development program.
Oh, okay, yes.
So we were teaching assistants until we were managed to secure places abroad.
Okay.
So I went to Manchester University to do my master's degree.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. So basically, I think even up to today, you can say the interaction with your father helped you to get to have the basics
yes.
of economics.
Yes, it did certainly have an impact, because I started seeing the impact of bad policies, you know.
Yeah.
Just after independence, things started to get bad. We started having price controls, shortages, and things like that. So one gets feeling that there is something that needs to be fixed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, on during your career as Bank of Zambia governor, I know this will be a tough question, but what would you describe as a perfect day and a bad day?
Well, a perfect day, I think, was when, for instance, you faced pressure on the kwacha.
Yes.
And there aren't enough dollars in the market. I think this exchange rate issue was always with you.
Okay.
Day and night. And I think we did quite a lot to ensure that we are always on top of the issue, at least understanding what was happening.
Yes.
Because even in the daily working, when you get to the office, you switch on your computer, the first thing you check is what's the opening rate.
Yeah.
And it was midday rate, and the rate at at lunch, sorry, mid-morning,
morning,
lunch, and then the closing rate
closing
around 15:30. So all that was being watched, and those who were working in the financial markets department, they were busy.
Yes.
But during that time also, we also allowed for them to just to start trading in foreign currency.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, that's good. But growing up, who were you looking up to? Who was your role model? I know that time it was difficult.
Well, ordinarily one looks to your parents, yes, as your role models, and I think my mom and dad certainly were people that one wanted to emulate all the time.
Yes.
They had brought us a large family.
Okay.
And I think we never found ourselves in a situation where I didn't have a square meal.
Okay.
So that in itself was very important.
Okay.
And they were also very kind. They used to keep a number of people, you know, and used to work hard. Hard work was one of those, you know, values that inculcated in us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think even now you're still working very hard. So what in terms of after your position as Bank of Zambia governor, what things have you done after that?
After I left the bank, I established the Institute for Finance and Economics.
Okay.
Because I thought it would be a vehicle through which I would continue being engaged with the financial world.
Yes.
So we do studies and so forth. I write. If you go to my website, you find some of my writings.
Okay.
Articles and so forth. So it has kept me, and it also keeps me engaged with a lot of other institutions. Like through that institute, we've done a lot of work with the Africa Export and Import Bank.
Okay.
We have done work with the other central banks, for instance, the Central Bank of Nigeria, with the Swaziland Central Bank, and so forth. So it has remained a good vehicle for getting engaged in the field in which I've always been engaged.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Listeners, you are on Money FM. This is Money Meets, and Money Meets Dr. Caleb Fundanga. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we get to finish off, and we'll get to know more and what his plans are for the future. Take a break.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
This is Money FM, and you are on Money Meets, and Money Meets Dr. Caleb Fundanga. Dr. Fundanga, thank you very much for coming to Money FM. So we continue with our discussions to getting to know you more. Now, you wear so many hats. I think you are chancellor for UNILAS, and you have so many institutions that you're part of. How do you manage to balance?
Well, it's obviously hectic, but I think I do manage. I can say over the last 4 years, when I've been based in Zimbabwe, running the Macroeconomic and Financial Management Institute for Eastern and Southern Africa,
okay,
it has been a little bit difficult because sometimes if there is a meeting here, you have to quickly come over and then go back. It's a graduation ceremony, and so forth and so on. And there are numerous organizations. Even at African Development Bank, I'm the chairman of the Alliance for Making Finance Work for Africa. Here, I'm the chairman of Financial Sector Deepening. So all those involve a lot of engagements. And the work at the Macroeconomic Financial Management Institute involved traveling all over the region in the member countries. But you do manage to to fit in, it means that your scheduling has to be very good.
Yes.
So that you don't have two events clashing at the same time.
At the time, yeah.
And also have a little bit of time to read, and also occasionally write. If you are invited to go and speak at a conference or seminar, you have to prepare something for. But it just helps to keep you your mind alert.
Okay. So how is your typical day like? Maybe Monday to Friday, how is your typical day like?
Well, there are some times when things are very hectic.
Yeah.
And others, for instance, this week has been very hectic for me.
Okay.
Starting from Monday, meetings,
yes.
Tuesday,
the Indaba.
Wednesday,
yes.
And yesterday I started off with the Indaba and then the board meetings, so I just ran away. But it's manageable, I think, unless you just want to be lazing around. But I don't think there is any benefit in just lazing around.
Okay.
So you have to be active.
Yes. Mm. I think you've moved from institution to another institution. You've moved from this position to the other. And for you to be able to sustain and still stay the Dr. Mfudanga that we know, what values have helped you?
Well, I think mostly family support.
Okay.
I get a lot of support from my family, Mrs. Mfudanga, honorable now.
Yes.
She has been very supportive in my career.
Okay.
I must admit that perhaps it wouldn't have been possible for me to do many of the things that I've done without her support. She has also sacrificed a lot, especially her professional training. She's a trained silk expert.
Okay.
Yes, and she has studied in India, in South Korea.
Okay.
But when we got married, she was working for Sido.
Okay.
But when now I had to move in 1995, 5 years after my marriage, I had to go to West Africa to work at the African Development Bank.
Yeah.
She abandoned her career. So for me, I think that's the biggest sacrifice she made, because she abandoned her career completely.
Okay.
Yeah, and she used also to run Global Compact here in Zambia.
Yes.
Which become quite an important organization, particularly amongst the private sector people.
Okay.
But she has had to forgo all that. But I'm glad that she has found politics.
Okay.
And is now representing a constituency, Chiloe Island.
Yes,
and she has done a very good job. Tried to, to be engaged, to understand what she's doing and so forth.
Yes.
And I think that she's a very good MP. There are not many members of parliament who are as dedicated as she is.
Great.
To her constituents. And she goes to visit them.
Yes.
She solicits for all sorts of resources for them.
Yes.
So maybe that is the only compensation she can get for the
hard work
work she has put in supporting me, as well as in abandoning her career.
Yeah. Mm. That's great. I'm sure we'll contact her. She has to feature on one of our programs. We have a program that is called Women at Money, where we feature prominent women that are doing a lot of things in society and that are helping others to actually rise in society. So we'll take a short break. I have one question through the WhatsApp from one of our listeners, and I'll throw it to Dr. Caleb Mfudanga when we come back after a short break.
Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
For business on the go, visit www.moneyfmzambia.com to watch, stream, and download various programs from anywhere in the world.
Money. Money Meets. Time to meet the influential and outstanding figures on Money Meets. Money Meets.
This is Money FM, and you are on Money Meets. You are catching us live on 93.7 or via our website on moneyfmzambia.com. To get in touch with us, you can WhatsApp us on 0967-144220, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and just search for Money FM Zambia. One of our listeners sent a question, but I'll paraphrase it. Dr. Fundanga, someone asked, if you were given a week to run the economy of Zambia, what would you do?
Well, I think a week is rather too short. Because to run the economy, there are policies to be formulated and implementation. I think short-termism is probably one of the biggest problems that we have been facing. You have to look at the economy in the long term.
Okay.
If you put certain things in place, what can you expect in two, three, four, 5 years, 10 years, and things like that.
Okay.
So, I personally have not subscribed to short-termism.
Yeah.
And I always think that when you put policies in place, you must see them through for a reasonable period of time, so that those who want to take advantage of them can really benefit after they invested. So I wouldn't. 1 week is just a seminar.
but what would be your focus areas?
Focus areas. I think stable economic policies. You need to have a stable economy in order that those who invest can get the results. Now, how do you get a stable economy? One of the key culprits for instability has been over expenditure by government.
Yes.
Whatever you have, spend within the limits of those resources. If you want to spend more, then problems start. You either start to borrow, or just ignore bills which are due, and create problems for those who supply. So, the biggest key issue to be addressed is government expenditure.
Okay.
Yeah, of course, to spend, you've also got to raise money. So, the government also tax. So, if you can get a fairly good tax collection, and then you spend that well. To spend well means that you must spend on those aspects which can enhance economic performance. But, by and large, also, production is run by the private sector.
Yes.
So you must have policies that will facilitate for private sector engagement, that the private sector can invest. Then the government can look at some of the collective goods. Maybe do good roads, do good hospitals. But even hospitals now, as the private sector prospers, would expect that some of these things can even be provided by the private sector. You can see, for instance, in the area of education, I've had engagement with the UNSA.
Yes.
My working career started there, and I left. But now, being engaged with the UNILAS, I can see the power of the private sector. UNILAS delivers.
Yes.
I think that even when you are looking at some of these things like results of this and that, you can see that our students are certainly
performing, yes,
even under very difficult circumstances.
Yeah.
If you look at the infrastructure, the money that is generated is pumped into infrastructure. If you go to Silverest, drive around there,
yes,
if you see something happening this side, that is UNILAS. I was there just about 2 weeks ago, just to see how far. It's very impressive.
Okay.
Yeah, and if that continues, this university will be something. But there are other private universities, even the Open University you've seen. Those are ex-UNSA, Professor Mwansa.
Yes.
And the group. They've built an institution from the ground, and it goes on growing. And there are numerous others. Of course, not every new university will have all the money to put up the infrastructure. But they are struggling, and they are achieving. And that's good. And it's giving also opportunity to a lot of Zambians who would not manage to go to UNSA or Copper Belt University or Mlungushi to also have some education.
Okay.
And it's creating jobs.
Great. You are on Money Meets. This is Money FM and Money Meets, Dr. Caleb Fundanga. And my last question, I have so many questions, but I'll just pick my last question. In or your life, if you were to pick maybe three life lessons, what are the main lessons that you've learned?
I think it's important to work hard. Hard work. Without hard work, there's nothing that you can achieve.
Okay.
I've also learned that you must have respect for your family, for authority, and so forth. All those things are very important. And also to cooperate with others. I think that individually you can't do much, but institutions are a collection of individuals.
Yes.
And unless you can work well with those people, there's nothing. In my life, everything I've achieved has been because I've worked with people well, who are also able to deliver. We have not had open conflict. I've seen in some organizations there is open warfare between. Cooperation is also important. So I think those three would be very important.
Okay. This is Money FM, and you've been listening to Money Meets, and Money Meets Dr. Caleb Fundanga. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
Money 93.7 FM.